it's another exciting game. One, they whet the appetite, and one I'm sure supporters are looking forward to. So hopefully we can get that same energy around the ground and on the pitch, and a similar result would do nicely. We all know how tough Galway is. They go and get a result. I didn't think there was an awful lot in the game. But listen, they do what they do, and they won the game, and they found a way to win. So we know they're coming off a couple of good results, and we're coming off the back of a big result ourselves. So it should be a good game. The bigger the games, the better. It's for Irish football, for the league. They promote the league, and the more big games they get, especially on live TV, the better. And it captures the imagination of football fans around the country, and Derry Shamrock Rovers is certainly another one of those. Dunmaghan has had an operation, he'll be out for the rest of the season. Likewise, Daniel Kelly's had an operation, will be out for the rest of the season. And we're not too sure on Ben yet. One would certainly strengthen our case, that's for sure. And that's all we're focused on. If we win and it damages all our teams, so be it. But I always say to yourself and the rest of the lads that it's too dangerous to look at what all our clubs are doing and looking at all the results and all that. We want to be in control of our own destiny, and if we can get 3 points tomorrow night, then we know it'll put us in a good position. Aye, well, the week before it was a disaster, and then a week later we're peaking at the right time, so it's important that we find a balance. I know in life, at the minute, balance isn't really part of people's agendas, but listen, we played really well last week, and we know if we can replicate that as many times as possible between now and the end of the season, then great. They're an exceptional team. They've possibly the most depth in their squad that I've ever seen in the league. And like for like as well, everywhere. They've an incredible squad of players, and they've built that squad up over a number of years, but in terms of depth, I've possibly never seen it before. But we have a good group of players too, and I think tomorrow night will be an interesting game and one we're really, really looking forward to. Well, every game has different challenges, Simon. And every team has different strengths. We played Rovers 3 times this year, and we were very close down in Tala to getting a win. The 3-1 defeat here, we actually played really well for the first 55 minutes and got done, lapses of concentration, and then we were poor down there the last time we played them, so in the 1-0 game. So listen, we know that if we bring our A game, and if we bring somewhere very, very close to our full potential, then we can beat anyone in this league, and we need to bring that tomorrow, that's for sure.